Good morning. I'm Jennifer Lynn. It's 9:04. This is WHYY's Morning Edition in Philadelphia. Our news partner 6ABC reports an Atlantic City police officer was injured while making a rescue at the scene of a multi-alarm blaze at a residential high-rise in the seaside city. Officials say the officer was taken to the hospital for smoke inhalation. The fire broke out around 5 a.m. this morning at the Brighton Towers on the 2800 block of Atlantic Avenue. Crews from nearby Margate and Northfield were helping to respond. Firefighters are still on the scene. The cause of the fire is unknown. New Jersey Governor Phil Murphy has delivered his final State of the State address. During the speech, the outgoing governor said, over the past 8 years, the Garden State's minimum wage has almost doubled.
We restored funding for those long neglected priorities, pensions, public education, public transit, women's health care, to name a few. We secured 9 consecutive credit rating upgrades.
The governor also said his administration has stood up to President Donald Trump and set a national standard for protecting the integrity of the democratic process. Phil Murphy leaves office January 20th when Mikey Sherrill is sworn in as the next governor. Republicans in the New Jersey legislature say Governor Murphy's legacy is different from what he presented in his last State of the State address on Tuesday. WHYY's Kenneth Burns reports.
Republicans say Murphy is a nice guy who did some good things for the state, but they say the governor is leaving behind a legacy of increased spending, higher taxes, a failed energy policy, and a pandemic response that led to thousands of deaths at nursing homes.
It was a long one. And it's been a long 8 years.
Senate Republican leader Anthony Bucco adds the GOP was also left out of the budget process under Murphy. He hopes it will be different when Mikey Sherrill begins her term next week, but he warns it's going to be a challenge.
She is coming in, make no mistake, at a very difficult time. And the real hurdle for her is going to be this first budget. That's where the rubber is going to meet the road.
From the New Jersey desk, Kenneth Burns, WHYY News.
Delaware Senator Chris Coons and Congresswoman Sarah McBride are part of a congressional delegation heading to Denmark this week. Pennsylvania Congresswoman Madeleine Dean is also on board taking that trip. Greenland is an autonomous region overseen by the Danish Kingdom. President Trump has floated the idea of buying Greenland, which the Danes have repeatedly said is not for sale, or taking the island by force. Greenlanders say they're not interested in becoming part of the U.S. The American lawmakers say the trip is a way to highlight the long friendship between both countries. In sports, the 76ers, they're on hosting the Cavaliers this evening, and the Flyers take the ice in New York against the Sabres. The Eagles have dismissed Kevin Petullo from his role as offensive coordinator. We could get a shower today, a high of 53 with a breeze. It's 9:07. This is WHYY's Morning Edition.